The Ministry of Food and Agriculture has banned the importation of day-old chicks into the country from neighboring countries to prevent further spread of bird flu in Ghana. The national chairman of the Ghana Poultry Farmers Association, Victor Opoeji, welcomed the ban, saying it is a laudable measure.
The reason for the ban is to prevent further spread of the AI, that is the avian influenza. Last year, we had a very tough time when it came into this country. And the veterinary services, MOFA and the farmers, they've worked very hard to either eradicate it or reduce it. In order not to let this virus come in again, there's a need to prevent DOCs from coming from neighboring countries who are affected with this bird flu. So we think it's a very good idea, it's laudable, and we should go ahead with it because we don't want any further bird flu in the country.
Do you have the capacity to hatch chicks for your members so that you can be in business?
The hatcheries are working under capacity. They are not fully operated.
Why?
Because most of the DOCs are brought from outside. Not only Cote d'Ivoire, some are also coming from the Western world, Europe. So it makes the hatchery operators not to operate fully. And they are all working under capacity. So this will mean that they have to expand their operations just to have enough supply to their farmers. So it's not going to be any issue that there will be short of DOCs or anything. We have a big capacity to supply any quantity that the country will need.
Would you want government to support you or the hatcheries to perform or to hatch at full capacity? And do you have the farmers who could purchase those that you've hatched?
Yes, the hatcheries are not fully operated because most of them are buying the imported ones. So with this ban, it means they can operate fully to have enough supply to the farmers. It's not about the government coming in to assist or anything. Is the marketing. And if you have a market, you have to take advantage of it. So I think since the ban is in operation, the hatchery operators will take advantage to expand their operations.
The national chairman of the Ghana Poultry Farmers Association, Victor Opoeji, talking to George Ankra. Lewis Pendragon, who is also a poultry farmer, said the ban will protect Ghana's poultry industry.
Bird flu problem seems to be getting out of control. I thought by now things will be under control, but if it carries on like this, it looks like the farmers are going to have a rough time for this year, but something has to be done. The agricultural workers on the ground, they are already people who are supposed to be spreading as to the dangers of bird flu. It's lack of ignorance that's why this thing is spreading, or this thing has not been contained. No other reason.
Do you agree that the ministry should place a ban on the importation of day-old chicks, and why?
I agree with it, but let's be honest. We are talking about enforcement. Can it be enforced? The borders are porous, so therefore, if it cannot be enforced, then the action is superfluous. So we have a situation whereby directives are passed one after the other, but they cannot be enforced. Even those people who are in the industry, they don't even know what the directives are because for one reason or another, they don't listen to radio or watch television. So directives sometimes, they get missed. So the knowledge aspect of passing to people what is at stake, the problem of bird flu, is the major thing.
If we want to ban the importation of day-old chicks, do we as poultry farmers in Ghana have the capacity and the machinery to turn out day-old chicks for the farmers to breed?
Indigenous day-old chicken market is there, but it has been spoiled because the reputation of day-old chicken market is very bad. Most of the hatcheries don't keep to a certain standard. So as a rule, which is normal in all Africans and black society, we always seem to patronize the imported. But I can tell you that those who do it seriously, there was a time when Afarewa was doing it, and he was doing well. The only problem is when you don't get patronized, then those people who are doing the hatcheries, they then lose interest. I can tell you that I used to buy chickens from Dako Farms, and the standard of chickens from Dako Farms was very good. The chickens from like I say, Afarewa was very good. The only problem is that can they sustain the supply of day-old chickens in the sense that are there enough customers prepared? Say, we are in a problem with the bird flu. If farmers are not buying chickens because of the bird flu, and you as a hatchery have invested in egg and invested in chicken layout, and next thing, you have no customers, you are losing. Your business is going to collapse.